Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenwich coming to you live out of Manchester, New Hampshire. We've got a great show lined up tonight. We have Mr. Bill Davis. He's been a facilitator, coordinator, registrar, a lot of things in the International Black Summit. But before we go there with him, we remind you that all our shows on Sundays are at 8 p.m. We start off the first Sunday with Henrietta Bird on track. She's out of Chicago, Illinois. And then on the second Sunday, we have Let's Celebrate with Shakaysha Showers out of Compton, L.A. She actually has been traveling for the last 6 months, and she's back home as of a couple weeks ago. But she's been operating from Belize and New Orleans and all over the place. So we're glad to have her back home. And then our leader and scribe comes on the third Sunday of the month, and that is Clara Lyons Devon, and she's bringing to you Vision Work. And Vision Work is it's about what is your vision, what are you working on, what are you doing, what do you think can happen. The fourth Sunday, as this, is Man of the Month, and I'm looking to bring you some testosterone to the conversation and make sure that we have include the men of distinction and bring that to them. I also have a show called The Wealth Club, and that is on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, and that's from 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. Interesting thing about that show is that I have three segments, three half-an-hour segments. The first two segments are usually either educational, expanding your business, investing, and the third segment is actually an open segment so people can actually advertise their business. So I invite you to take advantage of that and to listen in to some financial intelligence tidbits that hopefully can impact your net income. All right. So we're going to start off with the declaration. Clara, would you read the declaration for us, please?
Sure, Glenn. I'd be happy to. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991.
Yeah, and there's a little thing that we've added on this year, and we're operating from all over the world, and so we're going to include the north, the south, the east, the west, the above and below, and we'll add that with a moment of silence. Thank you, and we'll keep it moving. Thank you, Clara.
You're welcome, Glenn.
Well, now I'm about to introduce a gentleman of great distinction. I have a lot of respect for the work that he does and who he is as a businessman. And the person I'm bringing to you is Mr. Bill Davis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Glenn. It's a pleasure being with you tonight.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I've known Bill, back 90s or so, right?
94, 95.
And we're doing some work together. Bill, a lot of people don't know. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you were doing with Bodega, New Jersey back in the day.
Wow. Well, actually, the way I got introduced to the International Black Summit was through Bodega, New Jersey. And actually, at the time, when Leslie Pearlie, who's now my wife, and Melvin Allen and some others had pulled Bodega, New Jersey together. And I started participating in that. And the thing that I remember most distinctly was our effort to create additional bodega groups and then bring all of them together in a conference.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. One of the things I remember is that the Bodega New York group was actually honored by the celebration that Bodega New Jersey put together. Byron, John, and myself were two of the co-founders for Bodega New York. And we were honored at that event. And I was very surprised and honored and blessed by the acknowledgement and the thought and the care that went into that program.
Yeah, well, it was a big part of New York.
What did you say?
Bodega New York that sourced all the other Bodega groups.
Yeah, but it was also something very special for you guys to just hold it and honor us the way you were. So I just thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what it was like being a coordinator.
Well, I was the coordinator for the summit in Toronto. And then the summit in Brazil. And being a coordinator is being used completely by the organization.
But it's clearly calls you forth to provide whatever it is the organization is calling for. And one of the things that comes to mind always around your leadership has been a level of organizing and a vision.
So talk a little bit about that. The thing I'd say about vision is that what helped me or what was necessary is I needed to always have a sense or a picture of where we were trying to go or where we were trying to get to. And we could get everybody one on the coordinating committee, and then in the summit to see or align on that same vision, that it made bringing that vision into being possible. Even if we didn't know how, and even if we had different people that had different ways of doing it, the thought was if we could get everybody pointing in the same place, then that made it possible. And, um, And the organization part is, you know, I mean, that's just really what it took. Because we had everybody, well, one, we had a coordinating committee that had lots of people doing lots of different things. In fact, when we were coordinating the summit that was in Brazil, a lot of the work was done in Brazil. And we had to work through language differences as well as the distance, as well as distance. And so, you know, bringing organization to that made a big difference for us. Not like trying to grow, but it was constant growth. And what there was to facilitate usually was that growth in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I did it in the presence of others, and even though we speak about facilitating the conversation, my experience of it was that it was always a very steep growth curve, and that it was all I could do to facilitate that.
If one is facilitating their growth, that really does address everything I've ever understood is the role of a facilitator, the role and responsibility of a facilitator.
Yes, it is. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is the man of the month, and we are featuring Mr. Bill Davis, and we're actually talking a little bit about being a facilitator for the International Black Summit and some of the experiences that Bill has experienced as being a volunteer. One of the things that we just talked about is the expansiveness of oneself, that the summit stretches you as a facilitator. Certainly one of the things that it also stretches is your communication skills, your relating skills, being able to relate to other people, because that certainly was put to the test as being a facilitator. Would you say so, Bill?
Yeah, it was. And it always was. I used to come to the facilitator training actually scared.
Say some more about that.
Well, I knew I was going to lead the training different.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how. I knew that I was going to be confronted with myself in the training. But I didn't know exactly how. And so I used to come to the training two ways. One was great anticipation because I knew I was going to leave bigger than I came there. But I had no idea what I was going to have to confront in that process.
There's not much else to say about that because that really is true. For those of you out there who haven't experienced facilitation, it really is that, because you're coming willing to allow yourself to be broken up and confront areas that you haven't confronted. And expand in areas that you haven't even considered expanding. You know, one of the things, we talked a little bit about you reaching out to Black Enterprise. We're now doing that using Facebook. We've got MySpace and Facebook. And I don't think we have anything on Twitter.
But I want to say that it was like coming to facilitate a training. It was great preparation for growth in life, because it's the same way anywhere else, that if you're going to be bigger or increase your capability, you got to break up what you got. You got to break up some existing system to get greater capability, greater capacity.
Absolutely. That's great. And I'm actually going to shift the conversation just a tad bit, and I'm going to ask you, How has being a facilitator been able to translate to
Less than that yield per hour, they should either just not do it, or find a way to have someone else do it. You know, if they have enough money, they can pay somebody to do it. If they don't have that, those funds at the time, then they need to be creative, either through strategic alliances or numbers of ways to have that work done some other way.
Wow. Excellent. Okay.
So then that becomes a guide in terms of helping them create their business and figure out how they should be participating in their business.
That is a transformational look at it.
You wanted to work 30 hours a week.
Okay.
Because the rest of the time you're going to be doing other things that were not part of your lifestyle.
Okay.
So that gives you 1,200 hours a year. If the life you wanted costs $240,000, you divide the 1,200 hours into the $240,000, your yield per hour, I think, is something like $200 an hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the things that you do should be worth $200 an hour or more.
Or more, yeah.
Exactly. If you want to be able to work 1,200 hours a year, anything that produces less than $200 an hour, you want to either stop doing or get somebody else to do it somehow.
Now, do you focus around passion and the essence of the person in terms of who they are and what they can deliver as they look at this yield per hour. I don't do any personal development work. What I work with them on are the actual business and client acquisition strategies.
Concept and tactics. And actually, we have a way of laying it out so that they can produce the lifestyle they want if they never got any better. I mean, we give them a baseline that if they can accomplish that level of activity, their closing ratio doesn't have to get any better. The average sale doesn't have to get any larger. But that's where we started the baseline. Now, I work with other people that do personal effectiveness work.
Okay.
You know, but what I work on with clients is a very focused and specific core. I mean, that's another example because I don't have the level of expertise in personal effectiveness. Or if I spend time on that, I couldn't continue to have the level of expertise that I have around small business client acquisition strategy. So who would you say is your target market? My target market is small businesses that usually have three plus years of experience.
They tend to be in business or personal services as opposed to manufacturing, et cetera. And they're anywhere from solopreneurs to up to 25 to 30 employees.
Okay. Got it. Wow, this is very interesting.
So you're really able to use your transformational work that you've done at Landmark and at the International Black Summit, and you've been able to focus that specifically around businesses and business growth and have them organize themselves in a way that they're actually going after this lifestyle life and lifestyle goals through their yield per hour.
And even more specifically, that they're engaged in business activities that will produce that result. You know, one of the things that I've learned, observed, figured out, whatever, is transformation can be driven two ways. It can be driven by what you think. It also can be driven from a change in behavior that will change what you think. and the focus of my business is really around behavior. Every now and then I'll have somebody that's done landmark or similar work, and they'll catch me, so to speak.
So I actually want you to say that again for the folks listening, because that is so powerful. So say that part about what you can transform by changing your mind
and then change your behavior.
But you can also transform by changing your behavior, which will then change your mind.
I mean, I have clients that I have them do things that they don't believe will produce the result. But they do them and produce the results, and then they change their mind about it.
Oh, I love this. This is great. Folks, this is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is Man of the Month. And if you're not listening, you need to tell your friends and check out the archived tape of this event because this is something very, very special. Mr. Bill Davis is sharing the keys to the kingdom, baby. Okay, so you want to get these pearls?
These are some very serious pearls that he's bestowing with us tonight.
We're talking about transformation. We're talking about how you can use it to impact what you think or change your behavior. That will change what you think. I got to be honest, I haven't heard that put in such a succinct manner, and especially as it relates to business. So there's a lot of people out there who are in business or looking to get into business, and certainly need to have some conversations with Mr. Bill Davis about that and how you can get your businesses up on track. Matter of fact, we had a caller, Glenn, at area code 347,
who had their hand up. I don't know if our callers know if they press 1 on their phone, it lets us know that they have a question or a comment. And caller, I don't know if they're still there, at 347-325, do you still have a question or a comment for?
Yeah, I'm Jerry. How you feel, sister? How you feel, Brother Glenn?
Hey, good, Jerry. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm just happy that I'm calling again. Because, matter of fact, I was in the barbershop getting my hair cut.
And we were just talking about business
and how black men had impacted, you know, in our community and plus global. And what happened was I met this deacon. And what happened was I said, how do we get the black churches or the men or women of spirit of God to impact in our communities so we can have the spiritual impact and plus the business impact so we can help our young men and our young women to be impacting our community so when they go to college, they could come back in our community and help the unfortunate one. And what happened was it was a little disappointed. It was like a little disconnect. And ever since I called the International Black Summit, y'all gave me so much insight. I had to understand that it takes each and every one of us to make an impact.
Absolutely.
no matter what difference that we have and everything. And I told him, I don't go to church, but I do believe in God. But I'm saying, but when I see you, you my brother. When I see the sister in the street, you my sister. No matter what happens, we got to sit down and have this dialogue about how we going to impact. And what happened, he said, it was so disappointing what happened of him. He said, oh, we all got to be the blame and everything. I said, it's not about that. I'm going by personal experience. I've been there. I've talked to churches. I said, how we could both sit down and make an impact, even sisters too. But what happened was, he come at me like I'm the enemy, and I try to explain about it. I said, listen, I called the International Black Summit, and they had opened up my eyes. Bigger dreams and bigger inspiration that us as a people, no matter what gender you are, we can always make an impact, brother. And I said, I can give you the number. You can hear it yourself.
Well, we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. I wanted to get back to Mr. Davis. Is there anything specific that you, any question or comment or concern that you'd like to address?
I want to thank Brother Davis that keep it up. Thanks for the information. Thanks for the inspiration. And as a black man, that you doing it is still in our community, and you don't hear that much in the media. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank International Black Summit.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Jerry. Thank you for calling in. Stay tuned and continue to be blessed, my brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace.
You're welcome.
We have several other callers, Glenn. I'm not sure if they have a comment or not. If they could press one on the switchboard, so I know. So we know it's, we do, area code 718-829. Do you have a question or a comment for our speaker, our guest, Mr. Davis, or our host, Glenn? And let me unmute you so you can be heard. Okay, hold on just 1 minute here. 718-829, you're on the air.
This is Nancy Simmons. I just want to say hello to Bill Davis.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey.
Hold on. I'm sitting here looking at my email, and I said, oh, no, this is. I ran to the phone. I wanted to listen to the show last week, and I totally zoned out. But I'm looking at my email, I got to get on this call.
I get to listen to
what you said earlier. It sounded like you're brilliant, given Glenn's introduction, just as I was coming in on the line. So I will definitely listen to it later.
And you work with Bill quite a bit.
Absolutely.
I would not have been able to get through two terms as a coordinator without that. For you folks listening, I want to let you know this is what's possible. When we as people of African descent work together, empowerment is present, love is present, we're actually able to get things done, and we're actually all about expanding ourselves and growing ourselves and our community and the world. You know, which was consistent to the conversation of the Declaration. So here's another example of that. Absolutely. Anything else, Nancy? One thing is, I had the opportunity to go to school and get an advanced degree in business management, and so that was nice, and I walked around with that for many years, but didn't quite get it as me, it didn't get me as a manager.
And I had an opportunity to work with Bill, as you said earlier, to be the manager for the International Black Summit. And for a few years, people kept asking me to do it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And the day that I said yes, there were at least four people standing around me saying, you know, doing what they normally do, man, if you think you should take this on, you know, we get you manager, which is the song that kind of went people when they interact with me. We get you as manager, I got no. They got yes, I got no. And it didn't matter what I said to Bill. He got every possible consideration that I could make up in the moment. Heard everything and still kept making the invitation and kept presenting what he saw what was possible with my taking it on. And out of my taking it on, no one ever has to say, Nancy, I got you as manager. Because through that experience of taking that on and working with Bill Davis, I got it. I got what he saw.
Well, that's Bill, you want to say anything?
I specifically remember that what you brought to the coordinating committee and therefore to the International Black Summit actually transformed the possibilities of the summit doing what it's done since then.
Thank you.
And folks, you just witness acknowledgement, you witness appreciation, you witness commitment in your fellow mankind, that includes women, and you know, just that for me is what the International Black Summit stands for, that's what we're living for, for creating connections, creating activity that's going to empower, support, and gratify, and eliminate some of the things that we talked about in the Declaration. So I just want to thank you, Nancy, for calling in. Please stand in line. You may think of something else. And, you know, again, this is such an honor to have you, Mr. Davis, on the show. You've done so many things that we couldn't possibly cover, all the accomplishments that you have had, just around the International Black Summit. So I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you for who you are. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and this is Man of the Month, and we are featuring Mr. Bill Davis.
And Glenn, I'd also like to invite our guests to listen in on the website. We're at our full capacity on the switchboard.
Okay.
So folks can go to www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, and you can listen to the show live there if you're just listening in, which would free up our phone lines for people who'd like to call in with a question or a comment.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Bill Davis, what would you say being a facilitator has helped you with your personal relationship and your family?
Well, first off, I wouldn't have my family if it were not for being a facilitator of the International Black Summit, because the summit was instructed that allowed me to stay in the presence of the woman that's my wife now, when she wasn't interested in my life.
I can attest to that.
And then my son, who is now eight years old, is he eight already?
Yes, he's eight. Wow.
Now, here's what you may or may not know. He was conceived during the summit in Philadelphia.
I suspect it was one of the summits, but I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, it was in Philadelphia. So you know, if it were not for the summit, I wouldn't have my wife or my son.
Wow.
But, you know, the simple but compelling thing is, goes back to the conversation about vision.
Yes.
And the consistency, the sustained, and that vision, and it moves towards that vision. So that's the strongest and most profound impact that I would say it has on, you know, me personally and my family, or me having family that I have. And what about in the area of being able to communicate, and communicate your feelings or your wants or your needs, or where has the facilitation impacted that?
Well, in the same way, it's really the ability to operate up to my ability.
I hear you, brother.
And I can always do that, you know, that I don't operate from a fear that I won't be able to communicate what there is to communicate. And in turn, the same thing, I'm confident knowing that my wife can communicate what there is to communicate with me. I know it makes my relationship with my son so much richer.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, we've got about a little over 10 minutes. Is there anything that you would like to discuss and acknowledge specifically that we haven't talked about?
Well, you know, I want to acknowledge the summit, because I am clear that the life I have today, and I'll be a little more specific about that in a minute, I wouldn't have were it not for the summit. You know, it was inside the participating in the summit that I created a vision that I was going to retire from corporate America at the earliest time that I was eligible. And I literally, at 50 years of age, retired from one career and created a whole new life. I got married, I've got a son, I started a business, I moved from where I lived for the 12 years prior back to North Carolina and continued to start and run a business. And I no longer had ever created that second life had it not been for the summit. And so I acknowledge the work of the summit, and I acknowledge everybody that participated in the summit, because it's given me a second life. And the first one wasn't bad. That's the beauty of it. The first one wasn't bad. That's right.
I want to specifically acknowledge you, Bill Davis, for all of the things that you have done to contribute to the summit, some of which we know, a lot of which we don't know, you know, in terms of the sacrifices and the things that you have to give up and the things that you have to put up with, and you have to break through in order to stand as a commitment for the summit for all the years that you've done that. And I just want to thank you personally and as a representative of the summit. Thank you for all that work and that love and that you know and that smile and that energy and that encouragement, because I have never known you to even have a frown. And I know that you're in the midst of stuff being flown at you. So there's something about a class act who has been able to dance with adversity and still come up smiling and cheer, you know, and cheery. You know, because my experience of you is no matter what was happening around you, you were solid as a rock. And I just want to thank you for that demonstration of leadership, you know, because certainly that's anybody's role model in my book. And, you know, I just wanted to share that with you because that's just what I feel. You know, that's who you've been to me and for a lot of other people as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That's very special for me.
Thank you. Now, before we get going here, we've got a couple minutes left. If someone needs your service, give us some information on how to contact you, Bill.
Well, there's two easy ways. One is call me. And the number is 919-926-9810. Or you can send me an email, and that's bdavis@tnofnc.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn.
Or you can find me on Facebook.
Are you doing any blogging these days? I'm not doing a lot of active blogging. That is on my list of things to bring up. So I'm not doing active blogging. I do a little tweeting and provide some information through my Statusing my various social network sites. Blogging actually is about two or three months off.
Okay, so that's something you're looking to do. Good. So your listeners out there, you definitely want to get on Bill's blogging because that's going to be some gemstones. We had a couple of social networking folks out. And one of the things that they talk about is certainly expanding your business using blogging to help drive, you know, to your website and so forth. And of course, as you know, LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter to expand that. You know, that's one of the things that we at the Talk Show Network have been looking at and using to utilize and get some leverage on some of the shows that we're doing to really kind of boost that. So it's definitely, it almost seems that you can't be in business in this day and age without doing that. Would you say that, Bill?
Yeah, well, my specialty is really around networking and reference marketing.
Okay.
And social networking just takes that into the technological realm. But I think you're exactly right. I mean, small businesses have to drive what it takes to generate referrals, reference, and networking is an integral part of that. And to use technology in support of that is a smart thing to do.
Tell us, back up. You said a little about referral. What do you call it?
I said referral and networking.
Yeah, but you said that you specialize in the referral piece. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the premise is that there's active and passive marketing.
Okay.
For small businesses, by the way we're designed, we don't have or want to expend the resources that it takes to grow our business using passive marketing, advertising, publicity, and large forms of direct sales.
So really, our real effort, we operate like it's a choice, but it's really not, is through personal marketing, reference marketing, driving referrals, and networking.
That's really how most small businesses grow their business, because you have the time and money to do as much of that as you need to. As opposed to advertising, you take Coca-Cola spends 25% of their revenues on advertising and marketing. That's billions of dollars. Small business doesn't have that kind of resource there.
Right.
So there are all kinds of approaches and strategies as to how you drive reference and referral. And if I could give you one underlying principle, it is that all things being equal or unequal, people prefer to do business with and refer people that they know, like, and trust.
Yes. Okay?
And so what that means is that most of your marketing effort should be focused at people that you already know.
Okay.
Glenn, we're down to 2 minutes, and we also have a person at 310714 who would like to share a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Caller 310714.
Yes, hi. It's Acacia.
Hey, Acacia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, yeah. Just let me know I'm enjoying it.
Very good. Well, we've got about a minute left. Anything you want to say to Bill?
Okay, is Bill there?
You see it?
Yes.
Hi, Bill. It's Acacia.
Hey, Acacia. How are you?
Okay. Glad that we've had you on the show.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, listen, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. This is Man of the Month. And we have brought to you tonight Mr. Bill Davis from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we've had a superb conversation about growing your business and about the opportunities of being a facilitator for the International Black Summit and how it's been able to impact people's lives. So I just want to let you know it's been a pleasure. I'm going to be signing off soon, but before I do that, I want to let you know that next week we're actually going to have a special show for you. It's going to be the 5th Sunday, and So please tune in at 8 p.m. And then the week after next, we'll start off our regular On Track with Henrietta and go through the various Sunday shows. Also, not to forget, we've got Golf Club coming up this Tuesday, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Same telephone number, call in 646-716-9827, and you can certainly contact us on the internet, www.blacksummit.net. www.ebenezer.org/talkshow.
10 seconds.
So with that, I bid you a good night. I thank my guest, Mr. Bill Davis, and we love you. Peace and blessings. Man of the month, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great job, Glenn.
Yes. Thank you.